Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with leaders. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Johannes Kopf, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service. Dr. Kopf, I talk to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operation and program outcomes?
Within the company, we do it with measuring results and benchmarking. And that's the way we steer and dealing and leading the company, because my local offices try to be better. And that's why they try to find out who is benchmark and who has best practices. With other organizations, of course, we try to work together as closely as possible to learn from them, to cooperate with them. Especially in youth unemployment, it's a question of cooperation between other public, but also private initiatives and institutions. For instance, we try to work together with and get experience out of other innovation companies, like also IBM, for instance, where they have knowledge in certain fields, because IBM is also working for other public employment service in Europe and so on. And we'll see next month we are starting with IBM connections within my company. So it's one of the collaboration tools. Maybe I'm very interested in the change of communication within my company. So to answer very quick, it's really a question of communication and of recognizing the benefits of such collaboration. There are many of them.
Dr. Kopf, how are you using analytics to improve the effectiveness of your programs?
There is an ongoing demand, and it's more and more demand in this field. We have to support management within the public employment service and to provide tools to reduce complexity. As I said, we do have a lot of objectives, maybe too many. And to look on many objectives and many results, you need good tools to deal with, of course, to improve efficiency. And we do a lot of external evaluation on what we do. We have, I would say, a very good data warehouse, which gives us the possibility to follow every person we had in our labor market measures or training measures. So we monitor what he or she will do on labor market afterwards. We know exactly the results of every training measure of every person, and we compare. And so, we do a lot of investment in that field because we found out it's really a necessity to become better there. It's interesting, in comparison to other public employment services, there are a lot of public employment services all over the world, and maybe I'm wrong, but maybe even in the United States, that are not able to show all vacancies in the whole country, for instance. In Europe, there are many of them. And this is really strange to put transparency on labor market. And so the minimum standard, I would say, is to implement a common IT system about the vacancies and the job seekers. That's one point. And on the other hand, of course, as you know about your results, of course, the better you steer the company.
I understand your organization was initially called the Labor Market Administration, and now it's called the Labor Market Service. Do you see more changes here in the future? Will you have to change how you operate and how your caseworkers work?
The change from Labor Market Administration to Labor Market Service was a change in 1994. At first, it was just a new wording, I would say. But it helped us to implement reforms. It helped us to change, the attitude to customers. First, to name them customer was a change. And I think we had some very good results in the change, and we are really seen as a service organization right now. But nevertheless, it's not enough. The moment you stop going on or getting better, you get worse, in fact. And so we change our work within a lot of projects. One I told you about is the skill matching project. The moment we have implemented the skill matching platform, we won't place workers anymore. This work will be done by the computer. So our work will change dramatically. My advisors, job advisors, will really change their work dramatically, because right now they are searching or going through vacancies and searching for their unemployed person, for a certain unemployed person. Right now the matching does the computer, and the job of my advisors will be to help the person to describe him or herself better, and to help companies to better describe the needs of the skills they are searching for. Because of the huge changes on labor market, there is always a need of change of the organization. It's very funny, because I meet with all my European colleagues and the heads of public employment services of Europe at minimum two times a year, in most cases more often. And often I hear of huge structural reform made by law in other countries. So they make a big outsourcing out of the ministry, or they bring it back to ministry, or they change the organization by law really dramatically, that everything is changed and so on. The Public Employment Service Act hasn't, in fact, not really changed since 1994, but we have changed, I would say, by our own wish and by our own necessity in the inside. The Public Employment Service of 2014 is very, very different from the Public Employment Service of 1994. So there is always need of change, I would say.
Dr. Koff, continuing with the future, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future, and how do you envision your organization will evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
There are several. One is, as I already said, the demand for only qualified workers. There is not many need of unqualified work anymore. So it's really a huge task, or a huge, it needs a huge effort to bring low qualified, maybe people with 45 years and so on, to higher qualification. That's not easy for them, and also not easy for us. That's one thing. One other thing is, there is always more dynamic on labor market. The times where a person learned within a certain company and then worked there for 40 years, and then she retired from his work, and still being in the same company, is over right now. People are changing workplace every year, every 2 years. Companies are growing, companies are shrinking, going down, and so on. And so there is more unemployment and more customers, no matter how the GDP changes, just only because more dynamics on the labor market. And to deal with it is very complicated. We need more, I would say, help from the IT to put administrative tasks to the customers, to have time to give the customers advice. The beginning of the next year, in January 2015, we are preparing right now, is a small pilot project where we double the personnel in certain departments of our local offices, to find out what changes with the unemployment duration of our customers if there is a lot more time to deal with them. So we will have appointments every fortnight, and we do have longer time for our customers, and then we make that pilot for 1 year, and we measure how much unemployment benefits we saved. And does this lead to public profit or not? That's what we are working right now on, some other pilot project. But it's really a great challenge to deal with the increasing dynamic on the labor market. I think it's the same problem all over the world, in fact.
So, Dr. Koff, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
First, to choose a field you're really interested in. I would say that's a necessity, because these are not jobs with quick wins. These are jobs where you start to work, you learn to know, and you get a lot of benefit out of it if you're really interested in the topic. And I mean, it's a powerless position, in fact, because you deal with people and you're important to many people. I would say be curious, be engaged, act professional. The times are over where it was easier to work for public authority than for a company, I would say. And of course, absolutely must is to agree with the values and visions of the organization. Otherwise, you won't be happy. And it helps if you want to serve people. I really love my topic, labor market policy, and I would say nearly all of my colleagues do too. And they got a lot of benefit out of the fact that that it, we work in an interesting field. So I wish it to every young person who is considering a career in public service.
Dr. Koff, I want to thank you for your time today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Mr. Keegan. It was a pleasure for me and a great honor. I have seen that a lot of your interview partners are out of the United States, and it's a great honor to be one from old Europe.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with leaders, with Dr. Johannes Koff, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.